Number 4 The Avenue, 27th of June, 1976. The roads on our estate were all named after trees, and Tilly and I walked home from the church hall along an alley which separated sycamore from cedar. On either side of us, lines of washing stretched like bunting across deserted gardens, waiting for the whisper of a breeze, and as we walked, drips of water smacked a tune onto concrete paths. No one realised then that in many years to come people would still speak of this summer, that every other heat wave would be compared to this one, and those who lived through it would shake their heads and smile whenever anyone complained of the temperature. It was a summer of deliverance, a summer of space hoppers and dancing queens, when Dolly Parton begged Jolene not to take her man, and we all stared at the surface of Mars and felt small. We had to share bath water and half fill the kettle, and we were only allowed to flush the toilet after what Mrs. Morton described as a special occasion. The only problem was, it meant that everyone knew when you'd had a special occasion, which was a bit awkward. Mrs. Morton said we'd end up with buckets and standpipes if we weren't careful, and she was part of a vigilante group who reported anyone for watering their gardens in the dark. Mrs. Morton used washing up water which was allowed. It will only work if we all pull together, she said. I knew this wasn't true, mind you, because unlike the brittle yellow of everyone else's, Mr. Forbes's lawn remained a strangely suspicious shade of green. I could hear Tilly's voice behind me. It drummed on the parched wooden slats of the fences either side, which were beaten into white by the heat. "What do you think?" she was saying. She had been turning Mr. Creasy's words over since Pine Crescent, trying to fit them into an opinion. "I think Mr. and Mrs. Forbes are in on it," I shouted back. She caught up with me, her legs fighting with the sentence. "Do you think they were the ones who murdered her?" "I think they all murdered her together." "I'm not sure they look the type," she said. "My mum thinks the Forbeses are old-fashioned."